Hey, Don, what are you reading?
Yael, I have this chart that lists the number of calories in foods. I'm watching my waistline, so I want to know how many calories are in my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What a coincidence. And a Moment of Science listener sent in a question asking how calories in foods are measured.
And she might even be wondering what a calorie is.
Could be. And even if she's not, we're going to tell her anyway, right?
Right. A food calorie represents the amount of energy that will raise the temperature of 1 kilogram of water 1 degree Celsius.
And here's one way scientists measure the calories, or the amount of energy, in foods. The food goes into something called a bomb calorimeter. It's a very well-insulated box filled with oxygen and surrounded by water. Once the food is sealed inside, it's ignited electrically and burns quickly to ashes.
Okay, so the temperature of the water surrounding the box must be measured before and after the food burns. If the box is surrounded by 1 kilogram of water, then each degree the water heats up represents 1 calorie in that food, before it got toasted, that is.
So if the water temperature goes up 10 degrees, there are 10 calories in the food.
Right. Now, let's get back to my sandwich. If this chart is correct, a tablespoon of peanut butter has 86 calories.
Don, it looks like you've got about a gallon of peanut butter on that sandwich. I don't think you need to worry about the accuracy of the calorie chart as much as your own eyeball measurements.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.